From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The mayor, council members, and police chief in Eureka have penned a letter to Humboldt County Superior Court Judge John Feeney regarding the placement of convicted sexual predator Joshua Cooley. The letter reads, in part, City of Eureka is opposed to the release of Joshua Cooley, a sexually violent predator, into the City of Eureka. The proposed plan of releasing Mr. Cooley as a transient SVP into Eureka motels is not in the best interest of the people of Eureka. Joshua Cooley threatens the safety and security of Eureka citizens. Cooley was designated as a sexually violent predator in 2010 and has a pattern of behavior that makes our residents and visitors targets of his deviant actions. Cooley's criminal past and behavior has convinced experts that he is most likely to reoffend. His history of not complying with terms of conditional release, along with his refusal to attend a sexual offender's course, is more than reason enough to prevent Cooley's release into our city. He's the only one in the lockup who has it, apparently, but a man charged with a Southern Humboldt carjacking and robbery missed his preliminary hearing Tuesday because he has scabies. Lost Coast Outpost reports 21-year-old Franklin Molina couldn't be brought to the courtroom where alleged victims were waiting to testify against him because the disease, in which a mite burrows under the skin and lays eggs, is contagious. Itching from the infestation can last for weeks. Molina is one of two men accused of robbing, assaulting, and falsely imprisoning an Island Mountain area father and daughter on December 21st. When the father got free, he found the men had made off with $30,000 in cash, several guns, some marijuana, and his 2016 GMC Denali. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office out with a new HCSO Citizen RIMS portal. It can be accessed at hcso.crimegraphics.com. With its incident mapping feature, the public can see incidents that have taken place within the past 24 hours or more throughout the county. It also enables a new level of community interaction, allowing the public to help law enforcement efforts by providing a list of reported missing persons and stolen vehicles to look for, as well as providing a security camera registration tool to aid in criminal investigations. Well, Eureka's moving forward toward choosing a company to handle marketing services. Recently, a 10-person selection panel appointed by the city manager met and reviewed a dozen proposals in response to the city's request for marketing services. The panel, a combination of city staff and local business reps, made the decision to proceed with three proposers. Open forums will take place in the Lumberjack Arena. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.